Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park Friends, the Secretary, Chris Zimmel. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. It's looking to be a nice day.
It is, no doubt about that, and we're looking for one on August 7th. That is National Lighthouse Day. We're celebrating, but Chris, I guess the first question is, why August 7th?
Well, in the very early days of the United States as a country, they realized that our trade was dependent on ships. And so on August 7th of 1789, the Congress approved an act for the establishment and support of lighthouses for safety and security. So we have, as a lighthouse group, decided to celebrate that, as other lighthouses in the area do, to celebrate our lighthouses, which are really the castles of America. They're the oldest permanent buildings in America. And we have had two lighthouses at the point. One was built in 1852, kind of where the contact station is. And then our current lighthouse celebrates its 145th birthday this year. And that is really the oldest standing structure in the Tawases.
Wow. All right. So now we know why National Lighthouse Day. Now let's find out a little bit about who the Friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park are.
Well, we are a nonprofit group, and we work to promote and support the park. And we provide funding for items that are requested by the DNR. They come to us and ask for money for something, and we are happy to supply that if it can't be, you know, supported by the by the state itself. We also provide manual labor, which is kind of a fun thing. We in the past year, we've restored both the historic oil house and the gift shop. And we have members from the local community, and we also have members from multiple states that have come to either be keepers or just love the area. So we love to put on events like Christmas at the Light, which we really hope we can have this year. We do Haunted Halloween and, of course, National Lighthouse Day.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to talk about. What do you have planned for August 7th?
Well, we have some fun family things planned. It will be both inside and outside. We will be in the beach pavilion down by the beach there. And we will also have interpreters outside the lighthouse. Unfortunately, it's not open yet this year. But our interpreters will be happy to answer questions and give little lectures on, you know, how it came to be and how Tawas Point is a big sandbar. And anybody can drop by and chat. We'll have an information booth for handing out information. We'll have cornhole games. We supplied the park with multiple sets of cornhole boards in the past year, so we'll have those out. Come on to the pavilion. We have make your own lighthouse crafts. We'll have little bags to give out to kids, which they can build their own lighthouse, including a working light. We will have free popcorn. And we'll also be having a raffle. This is our first ever fundraising event. The Friends have long had a dream to build an open-air pavilion near the lighthouse with shade and a place to picnic. And so we'll have some great prizes in there, including a sailing trip on Tawas Bay, a little bouquet of gift cards for multiple businesses, and some great art by our local artist. So this is also going to be a great opportunity for doing fun in the sun photos because this is our photo contest ends the end of August.
Indeed. All right. Now, what time does it get started on Saturday, August 7th?
It gets started at noon. It runs till 4, and at 4 o'clock is when we'll do the raffle drawings, and it will be rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
We will be out there. We'll have pavilions out there or canopies out there where people can drop by on the outside, and, of course, the pavilion is enclosed.
All right. Now, is there a cost for this?
No cost. Everything is free, but you do have to remember that you will need a recreation passport to get into the park.
Exactly. Now, if we need more information about the National Lighthouse Celebration Day going on at the Point, how do they get more information, Chris?
We have a Facebook page that's called Friends of Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park. We post all of our information on there. We also have a website, which is www.tawaslighthousefriends.com. All of the information is there, and you can always give us a call. And our phone number is 989-545-1421.
Very good. Chris Zimmel, Secretary for the Friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park. They got their big celebration for National Lighthouse Day coming up Saturday, August 7th. Chris, thanks for joining us here on our Michigan Sunrise Eye today.
Thanks for having me.